nice hammer. Oh, I heard something.
There we go. I call this meeting to order. It's a special meeting of the board of directors for our workshop. We'll do a roll call first.
Director Olson.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Vice President Briefer.
Here.
President Shelley.
Thank you. All right, any public comment? Apparently not.
All right.
This could be a very short meeting. All right, we're going to go over the various capital improvement projects and budget items. Mr. Olson, do you have any questions? Comments?
No.
No? Mr. Davis?
No.
And Ms. Prefer?
No, I think my questions have been answered.
I have a couple. Okay. They're easy. I'm sure that we won't have to be on them long. I'd like my picture changed. How do I do that? I have a better one. More like Steve's. I want to be more like Steve and be at a wedding. And get that wedding photo. I have a wedding photo that I'll use. It's Chad's wedding.
No, it wasn't a wedding. It was, I think that was when I was working as maitre d'.
Oh, okay. Oh, and I took that a lot. Well, I didn't sink her, didn't I? We excused Director Hershaw. She could not make it today. Harshaw.
Harsha, I like Marsha.
Well, Mr. President, my picture was becoming out of a Ringo Starr concert. So,
on the Idaho Water District Water Fund income statement, at the very bottom there of the total water operating expenses, I'd just like to point out that I like that the expenses are actually very modestly increasing. That's kind of nice. To have it increase at such a modest level, because we've had some higher increases in years past. Yeah. This seems more in line with a normal or moderate increase. And so I appreciate that. Then going on to the next page, the mini excavator at the bottom, number 5. What are we going to be using a mini excavator for?
It's going to be used for any type of project that we have going on, leaks, repairs. It's going to allow us to get into tighter spots, and it's much more agile than our large backhoe. So just give us, it's another tool for the operators to be more flexible, but also more efficient.
Okay.
And we find leaks, essentially.
Yeah.
Like the big leak in the school, it takes longer time to the guys to dig. To be honest, if we have this many excavators, it will take a lot of time.
So it can just dig deeper, and we don't have anything on the Bobcat that would be an attachment to do that kind of thing.
No, we don't have. We can get smaller buckets, but being that that's so big, when it comes to trenching or even the leak we had on McKinney, the bucket's very wide. We were only replacing a 3/4 inch line, and so it's a lot of extra work, you know, material, dirt, to pull out when it's really not needed.
Any thoughts about using the, say an excavator, whatever you're doing, in place service line repairs, you know, the ones where you split the line there to pull a new one through?
Yeah.
Any thoughts about doing that instead, because instead of trenching across roads and such?
Well, being that we use galvanized, it's much harder to do that. We have, or we had, a boring machine, but it's limited on how the terrain is of the road, because it's beneficial and it works really good if you have the ideal situation, which is basically 45s on each side of the road. Yeah. So you can come down and then start your bore, but you have to use 20-foot sticks. So
okay, how about going with poly?
I'm kind of looking into poly or copper. I know that Fern Valley's using copper, and I've been asking them, you know, how it's working out for them. Apparently,
I put many thousands of feet of poly in.
Yeah.
And I have to say, after doing that, I would never go back to copper.
But the, my question always is, how is it going to perform up here in this climate where we freeze, you know, much more easily? You know, those lines are going to have to be much deeper. And so I just don't know how that performs up here. I know they're putting them in new houses and stuff, but, you know, they're very well insulated nowadays as opposed to the older houses.
Well, I'm not talking about PEX. I was talking about actual, like, IPS 200 poly. That's about 5/16 thick, the walls.
Okay.
It's really good stuff. That's all.
Yeah.
Also, is this mini excavator, is that a used one, new one? Is that a Komatsu, or what is it? Or
we'll be looking at several Caterpillar. The Bobcat makes one. We have a Bobcat skid steer, so...
So a commonality of parts then?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. I see, is this new or used? Or?
Used. Do we use?
It'll be used.
The new one, 50 grand.
All right. Then going on to the sewer income statement. At the very bottom, just a question in that it says total operating expenses. We have 735, 765, 788. And then usually there's a number right after there, and it's missing. It's on the other sheet, but it's not on this one. And then it's just nice to see the net ordinary income going up gradually, 20.58%. That's a good increase. That's able to pay your bills that way and put a little aside for our coming up huge project. But there should be a number right there at the bottom.
Sure.
So if we get that in there, that'd be great. And then I think that might be all I have.
I have a slide to show to the board how we achieved last year.
Excellent.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
One was on the reserves. You mentioned that there'd be an increase by about 4%. Do we really think we'll have an increase like that?
This is a good question, but if we're going with the same plan this time to be obligated for the capital, because as you see in the slideshow, we spent very aggressive last
okay.
year.
Okay.
So this actually, if we be obligated for whatever capital plan, which I reduce it with the water and sewer, this will be increased back again.
Okay.
So our strategy here, always the technique, to use whatever we have and we refer it back again.
And by what I saw on our numbers, it looked like we did what we had anticipated, which is we usually do our capital improvements, dip into the reserves, and then the next year, if we don't do as many capital improvements, we come back and our reserves get replenished.
I just know the rates are lower, and that's the only reason why, because I see LAIFs coming down,
right.
Which I think is where
yeah.
we have a chunk of money. So.
Our investment income just
yeah.
doesn't make any difference in the overall scheme of things.
Yeah.
So
you're welcome to take a look in the screen. This all the stuff you're going to see how it performs. So as you see here, we have all the base rate and the base rate for commercial and sales for water. This is like slightly going down, but for July, like you can see the summer, always the best time when it's go up, the sales. And you need to understand, I assume always May 25 and June 25, this assumption number. So you will find like the same number I had it before. So, and this year actually in the budget, I reduce the expecting of the water sales because last time was very high. So this year I take it down. But as you see here, this is exactly how much we collect with assuming last 2 months for May and June, $2 million for water. And you can see the slide. The green one is the base rate for residential. And commercial is the yellow one, and for water sales residential is the blue, and sales for commercial is the red one.
Orange.
Do
Do you have easily accessible information on what our water sales are for 25 versus 24?
Coming, sir.
Well, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself, or I'm getting ahead of
you. Yeah, you're smart because you're financial. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. So this can tell you how much base rate we collect from each account. For the base rate, 880,000 total this annual. And for commercial, you find 322, for sales, 408, and commercial, 383. Actually, the commercial did very well this year. We are busy commercial. So this is the total 1.9 plus other revenue for selling for construction and other stuff. Here you find the monthly payment analysis. You can see here the monthly payment for the base rate always 73 and 26 for commercial and sales. So we collect very well. And you see, this will show you the monthly payment. For green is the residential, yellow is the commercial, and blue is the residential sales water. And keep variant. For summertime, you find the sales going up. For winter, going down. Here, water billing for payment. So you can see the comparison every month, how much we sell and how much we collect. And this back to the front desk for collection, which I push them so much and they're doing very well, thank God. But in July, all these variants will catch up next month. As you see, we have a standing amount, 9,000, which means our collection is going up 94%. And this is a comparison between the billing and payment every month. Total billing 2.4 and total payment made 2.14. Sometimes people paying in front, some people off the hill. They say, you know what, I pay for the year. And actually, we're doing very well with ACH, thanks for Tyra. She actually gave an option for everybody to apply for ACH, which automatic, which came this year. Almost the maximum one I came, 83,000. This is a sewer, which is a flat charge. We don't have sales, only base rate. Commercial, my best customer. I collected 56,000 because they charged by EDU. Because 5 years ago, we decided to start only charge the house one EDU flat. So this depends about when we do an audit for commercial, any store, any business, we do an audit, but we assess by EDU. As you see, total sewer every month almost 82,000, the billing every month. Total coming 990,000. This is a monthly. Of course, my big shark tank is a commercial, is the one they paying a lot for the sewer.
That's a boring chart, I'm just gonna say.
Sorry. And this give you an explanation, 316 every month from residential, 673,000 for commercial, total 989 plus other revenue, 399,000. Here it gives you a comparison between sewer monthly payment between each one and how's everybody paying. So the payment is various, but anyway, catch up in the end. Sorry, Mr. Steve. Sorry, so total sewer gave you, of course.
Then you could have made it to a pie chart. So you see. That would have been just as boring, you know.
Bearing sewer payment, how much difference every month so we have. Collection very well. Which I wish I can sell more sewer, because sewer charge flat rate. I don't have any other income as the water sales. So sewer has a flat rate. Sewer against payment for billing every month. Total bill 624, so made 625. here's a big shark stand in the town who's using a lot of water. Of course, using a lot of water means paying a lot of money. So Idlewild Artem is still number one for me for all more than 15 years till now. South Cable, the one using 183,000 cubic feet. And the Idlewild Trail, some other company version. And Loyal Pine and Riverside County Park and Idlewild Bank House and Guest Room and Idlewild Hospitality and Cedar Property LLC.
And why do you suppose Gastronom uses so much?
I don't know. I'm quite sure they have a lot of visitors. It's very famous, actually. Like
yeah.
When I took somebody outside the town, he told me you have a good restaurant.
Not even open that much.
This past year, they've had a leak that they've been trying to chase, and they finally just fixed it.
So. I bet that's the reason, because they're the only restaurant on the group.
Yeah. It's been like an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a shark. Who's number one in fuel consumption person or consumption entity? And this will give you a commercial breakdown, how many in town. This tell you everything in town, then organization, motels, how many motels you have, restaurants, food market. It's a very nice chart to see how total account break down for 175 almost. Sometimes they change, sometimes yeah, I'm active, going out of business, bring is a business. This annual sales, Mr. Steve was asking about this one. This annual sales comparison, but we're going after that for CF after that. But this is how much we collect. You can see the reflection for increasing rate. This is between last year and this year. The total 10.015 and this total for this year. 10772.
Can you go back one more?
Sure.
700,000. Most of it is in August and September.
Are those dollar figures or those?
Yeah, dollars.
Sorry. Wait a second, they can't be dollars. We didn't collect $10 million in water sales.
Yeah.
Give it feet.
Yeah,
that's
sorry.
That's
cubic
not dollars.
Yeah, sorry. Cubic feet, sorry. Yeah.
But if we could convert
yeah. Yeah, then the cubic feet.
That'd be great.
I couldn't afford to live here.
We would let you pay overtime.
Okay.
And this comparison since 14-15 cubic feet. So yeah, this cubic feet. 10,960 in 14-15. But you can see the demographic of the city start changing, going up and down, up and down.
All right, so you're going to have to go back again because here it says the cubic feet is less than 24-25. I think the other one said it was more.
Because I assume May and June on, yes. I voted May and June as assumption. I voted 845 and 945, yes, you're right. But I assume.
Got it.
But if you could see the record from 14-15 all the way 10 years, you can see how they keep going.
I'm sorry. This is cubic feet, this is cubic feet?
Yeah.
This is cubic feet?
Yeah.
This is 23-24, it's 10 million. I go to the next slide. This is 12 million.
Oh, but this is a production. Sorry, sir.
Production versus sales.
This is a production. Sorry about this. This is annual uses combined. This is for reality. But this what is that? All the world's learning, non-stop.
Got it.
You're too close to the screen. If you were sitting back there,
I could figure it out.
So it's basically 10%.
Yes.
Non-revenue.
This how in 14-15 we start producing 10 million gallons. In a quick week, sorry. And right now, with all our world's water.
Yeah, so over 10 years, that's an increase of, what, 20%?
Yeah.
It's gone down. 18-19 was almost the same thing.
Yeah, but from 14-15, it's it looks like it's going to 12. Looks like it's going from 10 to 12.
From, yeah.
Up to 12, back to 10, up to 12.
Yeah. But 2021 was COVID.
Yeah, this is why
everyone's
nobody coming at all to use in town.
Oh, I see. That's a good point.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And this is the chart showing you
How I like it. This one's better.
Thank you.
Not nearly as boring.
I'm so sorry.
It's a good one.
And he will tell you what's going on in life. And these are cells.
There we go. Those are the numbers. I like 18-19. That's a good number.
Yeah. And these total cells. Total cells are for cubic feet. And this is a production against cells. This is a good comparison. Tell you what's going on with the district for production and cells monthly. This for real. Only May and June is the one I see.
That's why the zeros, the triple zeros at the end. Could you go back one?
Sure.
So in March and April, we reported some pretty low losses. And that April loss looks a little bit more than 4%.
Yeah.
It looks higher.
Yeah, 7%.
Is that how we calculate our losses?
Yeah, like, but loss is that you're taking the concern, the tanks. Like,
oh, okay, right.
Is the tank level is fall or half?
Yeah. Got it.
But you can tell, like, but you can also take it as a concern. This month, when you come in meeting in Wednesday, you have a loss 7%. It's higher, yeah. Which
yeah.
is less than the standard for AWWA, 10%, they say that you are okay.
Right. Yeah, the loss is just what's unaccounted for, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Not the difference between production and sale.
And no, one month long ago, when we reported 2% loss, I was very excited, but at the same time I thought, let's wait till next month and see what next month is. And sure enough, the next month it was like 20%.
Yeah. And this is a total production for
must have been pre-built.
And this
yes, it was.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. It was back when we still did a lot of estimating.
And this is how much we spent the last year, which is the very highest one since I've been here. So, for water, as you see, Strawberry Creek Division, some project didn't finish yet, like Strawberry Creek, better start in July. He already, we got yesterday's approval to start the project from the County Riverside. So we're going to do with ARCO. ARCO start July 10th. The project will already talk with John from ARCO. And after that, the pipeline project in Jameson, after the board approved it, we finished total double-double, went up 1,121,347. And after that, we went also for the tank. We finished one tank, 197,000. Office construction, both offices done for 455,802. For the truck, we purchased two trucks, one for Mr. Bell and one for Mr. Bryan for 133,000. Warehouse, we got a house for 758,575. Solar inverter, after the board approved it, 52,750. You work on it right now, consider finish. So this total we spend this year, if we take the beginning balance, which keep going, last year, 2,150,725. If we take the beginning balance, would be almost 2,885,000. Which are very good, thank goodness we don't have any infection. We're running our operation very good standard. For the sewer project, still running. This gave you how much we spend till now. For beginning balance, 368,000. And actual we spend this year, 84,000. So total we spend, 452,698. We purchased the land from Ida Wild Ark for 73,000. We have already the title, this complete. So total for sewer project, 525. Mr. Bill agreed last week with the company to do MHI, which is study for disadvantaged community, to apply for a grant. So we still have
home. Well, it's gonna be just as.
They're going to do only
because the last one in 2020 included all three districts.
Right.
So you can see total we came like 3 million. 300 this last year as of today. Budget.
But you think we should change to a
sure.
instead of a begging balance, a beginning balance. So
beginning balance means yes. last year.
I like the begging.
Sorry.
See, it's not just me. It's not just me.
I told him
it's
to
not just me.
After me so.
The other one.
I told her Jessica like to review. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I circled them. I'll give them to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Hosni,
Mr. Olson, any other questions?
No.
Mr. Davis, any other questions?
Oh, wait, I take it back. Do we have anything looking forward to our CIP for next year?
This is what we have. So.
It's in there?
Yeah, hey, I can put it in mine. This is what we have. Oh, sorry. This is exactly what we're going to spend.
That's right. Okay, yep, yeah, I'm good.
We take it less this year, we take it easy. So we can...
Are you talking about for the sewer
nope.
plant?
Yes,
that's
exactly
really
what I was looking
for?
At.
Okay.
And sewer, if you want to see total local sewer, over there, 40,000 they need to buy a mixer, and 85,000 to buy a vacuum turret.
Yeah.
Is that a box mixer?
Huh?
No.
Just
no. No. I think it's both. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
No, I don't have any questions.
All right. Mr. Davis, any questions, comments?
Could we spend more and replace the shop building rather than just replace the roof? It just seems like we're putting a patch job on.
You want to address that?
Yeah. Well, the structure of the building's in good shape. And the problem is, and in fact, I met with a contractor Thursday, and we went up there, and he... As of right now, according to him, the roofer that he uses to get his supplies, they say they can get the same corrugated roof that would lay right over that roof, but the leaks that we're getting appears to be from the old screws, and the rubber, you know, deteriorates.
Sure.
And they feel that an overlay with new screws, new updated material that they do have is going to resolve that, and it's going to be a long-term fix. Because I don't want to do a short-term fix.
Right.
And so, according to them right now, it looks like they can get the material we need and repair that roof. The structure itself is in good operating condition.
Okay. On the sewer jetter, how much did we spend last year for having jetting done and such? Yeah, we rented, obviously.
We didn't rent anybody to come up and do any jetting. We used our own trailer in the areas throughout the year. We did have one instance up here on Pine Crest where we had kind of an emergency situation where we hired those guys just for half a day, a day, whatever it was. But that's the only time we rented a jetter. We want to get the Vactor portion of it because it's a situation like that. We could have just used our own Vactor trailer, but it helps in the process of jetting and pulling out the grease.
Sure.
So we can catch it in the area that we're working on rather than just spraying it and hopefully it gets down to the sewer plant, you know. And
no,
sometimes it's big chunks.
I'm just, you know, wondering if it's cost effective for us to rent versus buying.
Rent, we don't rent.
Well,
we,
no, I mean, you know, if we need
like
one.
Yeah, in the past we used to rent, have those guys come up once a year.
Right.
And but I'm not sure when you guys bought that jetter.
It was like 5 years ago.
And so they started doing it on their own
spots.
And we're still working. I been talking with Danny to come up with a plan throughout the year to try and hit our critical spots, but be on a basic schedule of making sure we hit, you know,
maintenance type
schedule.
Preventive maintenance versus, you know,
reactive.
Bishop's area in the downtown, because a lot of complaint coming from restaurants in this area, better emphasize Danny to do last 3 months, he did that back in front of Red Cat.
And then right here at Village Market, that's a bad area.
We
in that alleyway.
Yeah, this is a very good machine, but it's using hot water.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you.
Vice President Creeper.
No, yeah. Questions? Thank you.
We still have a 5 and 10 year
plan. Yes.
Okay. Would it be okay if we just brought that to the next meeting, just for a review? Not necessarily a workshop on it, but a review. We could review it real quick, just to see what's on there.
You're talking about Wednesday? Or
Wednesday?
June.
Wednesday.
Not on the agenda, does it matter?
We can get it on the agenda. We have time. Just enough
time. Just enough time?
Just enough time as a discussion item.
That's all I was worried about. Timing.
Because I won't be here in June. Sorry, going away. Texas, I think. Or Oregon. Someplace.
You'll figure it out when you're told.
Yeah.
Good?
So what happens if I'm sitting? Who takes over 5
o'clock? She'll do great. You're going to do great.
Thanks.
Jessica asked him, he said she can handle it.
She can handle it.
Oh, God, thanks, Jack. Appreciate you.
So any editing for the budget, or we can put it like that?
I think just the little things that we, you know, minor corrections that we have, you're good with it?
Yeah.
You're good with it?
Yes.
And you're good? Yeah, I think we're good with the minor corrections that we talk about.
But we will be able to get it for this one, so we can go to back again to the reserve and everything to back
right.
The economy also, they say it's good time to keep cash.
So, unless there's any director's comments, we'll adjourn until the next meeting and have lunch up there at the lake at around noon.
Thank you.
And Tyler can make it to her obligations.
Thank
all right.
You so much.
Entertain a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All right.
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes?
4-0. COVID. Was that 21?
10:35.
Yeah, 21. Yes. Yeah.